Picture a garage so packed with unopened boxes that you can't remember what's inside. Or imagine inheriting your mother's entire household, every dish, every photo album, every piece of furniture, and feeling paralyzed about what to do with it all. Right now, 240,000 Americans turn 65 every month, triggering the largest wave of downsizing in history. Yet most of us approach this inevitable transition with dread rather than opportunity. What if letting go of possessions isn't about loss at all, but about reclaiming something far more valuable, your freedom, your relationships, and your future? The truth is, our homes have become museums to lives we no longer live, filled with entertainment centers for obsolete technology, formal dining sets nobody uses, and collections that meant something decades ago, but now just gather dust. Every item in your home tells a story, but not all stories deserve space in your life. Your possessions form a material convoy, everything traveling with you through time. This includes genuine treasures like your child's first shoes, but also forgotten cables, mysterious keys, and unopened boxes. The problem isn't just physical clutter, it's the emotional burden each object carries. That unused exercise equipment represents guilt about abandoned fitness goals. Those craft supplies embody hopes you haven't pursued. Our homes reflect and shape who we are through behavioral residue, evidence of daily habits, identity claims, objects announcing who we are, and thought regulators, items triggering emotions. But when everything is important, nothing is important. Studies reveal that 78% of people over 60 feel reluctant to move because of their belongings. That's 45 million Americans imprisoned by their own stuff. All possessions fit into three categories. Memory items connect to your past. Treasures represent your most, best, and greatest moments, your mother's handwritten recipes or milestone photos. Trinkets spark pleasant memories but aren't essential. Forgotten items have origins you can't remember, and malignant items trigger painful emotions better left behind. I might need it items comprise roughly 80% of most homes. Kitchen appliances, clothing, tools, books without emotional attachment but potential utility. The key question isn't whether you might need something, but whether it's worthy. Will it fit your next space? Do you use it regularly? Three winter coats or multiple vegetable choppers signal unnecessary hoarding. The final 15% belongs in trash/recycling, moldy grass seed, loan socks, containers without lids. The breakthrough, place your true treasures on your dining room table. When it's full, you've reached your limit. This boundary forces honest evaluation. Can you select your mother's most meaningful quilt rather than keeping her entire collection? That single quilt deserves elevation, not dilution among lesser items. Dividing possessions reveals hidden family tensions. Siblings clash over military medals or grandmother's china, exposing decades of unresolved resentments. Some discard irreplaceable family photos. Others secretly sell valuable antiques, fracturing relationships permanently. Seven personality types complicate downsizing. The control freak excludes others from decisions. The denier refuses to accept change until crisis forces chaos. The procrastinator agrees but never acts. The business person treats emotional decisions like transactions. The provocateur settles old scores through conflict. The peacemaker enforces artificial niceness that prevents honest conversation. The attention seeker redirects everything to themselves. Yet conflicts offer insight. Understanding why your sister hoards childhood souvenirs or your brother rushes to empty the house reveals their values and wounds. One family found healing discovering their mother kept every handmade card, showing how she treasured their childhood love. Successful families create structure, inventories of significant items, meetings with clear agendas, fair distribution methods like drawing lots. They resist negative engagement and recognize that everyone has valid reasons for their opinions. Downsizing paralysis rarely stems from logistics. It masks deeper terrors. Resistance to selling that dining table might represent anxiety about changing family traditions. Difficulty discarding old work files might reflect fears about life's meaninglessness after retirement. Most paralysis stems from three core emotions: sadness, anxiety, and guilt. Fear about mortality emerges when downsizing coincides with aging, becoming a wake-up call to engage more fully in life's next phase. Fear about discarding something needed later can be reframed by recognizing you'll make informed decisions and can find solutions if necessary. Fear about emotional turmoil acknowledges that downsizing will uncover buried feelings, but the pain is temporary while rewards last. Fear about environmental damage can be addressed by finding new homes for possessions through donation, selling, or recycling. Every possession carries memories and emotions. Navigating this territory means sorting through photographs, letters, and children's artwork, items triggering both joy and melancholy. Creating specific criteria helps. Limit artwork to one box per child. Select one special piece from grandmother's china instead of storing all 12 play settings. Facing these emotions often leads to unexpected personal growth and deeper understanding of what truly matters. Successful downsizing requires brutal honesty about space. Visit your new home and measure each room meticulously. Photograph walls with closets open. Document shelf heights, drawer depths, unusual corners. Accept this truth. You only have the space you have. If possessions won't fit, continue downsizing until they do. Assign each box to a specific space and label accordingly. Create detailed inventories noting contents and intended location. Consider daily life flow items. Used daily should be easily accessible, while seasonal items can occupy less convenient locations. Empty space isn't wasted, it's breathing room that contributes to peace and order. For parents' possessions, approach downsizing like a family business. When parents move to assisted living, give them maximum decision-making power to reduce fear. Measure their new space precisely and focus on treasures, recalling important memories and comfort-providing items. After parents pass, comply with legal requirements first, then create an informal family business for remaining possessions. Hold structured meetings to establish ground rules, timelines, and assign specific jobs based on skills and availability. 6 weeks after leaving her home of 31 years, Susan initially felt she was throwing away my life. She made costly mistakes, filling moving trucks with unnecessary items while leaving behind what she needed. But near her grandchildren, she discovered they preferred iPads to old toys. Now planning a garage sale, she reflects, "The first time letting go hurts, but I'm still me. My life is even better." Post-downsizing emotions are complex. Even positive changes trigger sadness because we crave both novelty and consistency. When structures shaping your identity disappear, you may feel adrift. If you miss your family home, perhaps you need to express maternal instincts differently. If you miss your career, maybe you crave being part of a team or making a difference. Volunteering helps redefine identity. You are not your stuff. While treasures hold memories, you are infinitely more. There's a world beyond your walls, with people you haven't met and problems awaiting your solutions. In a culture equating possessions with success, we've forgotten that freedom comes from releasing what no longer serves us. Hold on to what makes your heart sing. Let go of everything else. The space you create isn't empty. It's full of possibility.